One of the great modern violinists, Itamar Zorman, will lecture and perform in Grass Valley this Sunday. Now, if you don't know his name, he's 26 years old. He is a virtuoso who's been winning major competitions for the past few years. He has an expansive classical repertoire, and he astonishes audiences wherever he plays. He spoke with us this week from New York, and we're going to play a little of that conversation in a few minutes. But if you are wondering how Grass Valley is fortunate enough to host Zorman, our guest in studio is going to handle that part of the interview. He is Ken Harden. He is Artistic Director of In Concert Sierra and Music Director and Conductor of Sierra Master Choral. Welcome to Insight, Ken.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
This is exciting to talk about. How much anticipation do you have for this visit by Itamar Zorman?
A lot. We planned these things from way, way back. When we booked this concert, we didn't know it was Itamar. All we knew is that we were going to get the winner of the Tchaikovsky competition, which happened in July of 2011. So in July, we found out who the concert was going to be. But the first marketing we did for the concert was just as the winner of the Tchaikovsky competition.
And share with us the impact in the violin and classical musical world of that competition. It's not just a violin competition.
No, it's not. It happens every 4 years, so it's similar to the Olympics that way. We describe it as kind of the Olympics of classical music. There's a violin competition, a piano competition, cello, and voice. And there's a winner, there's a gold medalist in each of those divisions. And we're hopeful that in our not this upcoming season, but the one after, I'm working on getting the piano and the cello winners up to Grass Valley also.
So Mr. Zorman will arrive in Northern California this weekend. We spoke to him by phone from New York, and I asked him to tell us a little bit more about his music, about winning the competitions, and how it happened from his side that he's coming to Grass Valley.
So basically, the Tchaikovsky competition offers its winners management in one in the U.S., and, I mean, in the continent, and one in Europe and Asia, and one in Russia, and the management here in the U.S., which is Opus 3 Artists, organized a few concerts for the winners. So this was through them that I got this concert in Grass Valley, and I'm very grateful. I'm looking forward to it very much.
Well, you've provided us a performance selection with pianist Ron Trachtman. And would you describe the one we are going to listen to, Themes and Variations, 1932?
This is the piece that I'm actually going to open the program with in Grass Valley. It's a piece by French composer Olivier Messiaen. Indeed, Themes and Variations, it's quite an early piece by him that he wrote for his wife, who was a violinist. The music of Messiaen is, on the one hand, very religious in a way. He was a religious man, Christian, and but on the end, so it has many religious feelings, but it also has much to do with color. He was, you know, when he was listening to music, he was seeing colors. This chord is purple. This chord is blue. So a lot of this music is really colorful. I think you can hear it in this piece.
Speaking in studio with Ken Harden, the Artistic Director of In Concert Sierra. I know it's your personal mission to bring music of this caliber to Grass Valley, but tell me about the venue hosting an artist of this level.
We're very fortunate to use a local church, the Seventh-day Adventist Church in Grass Valley, which is a large facility, has a very high ceiling, seats 450 people, which is a very nice size for chamber music. The acoustic is just amazing in this space. The sound is the same in every seat in the house. And because of the size, you get an experience with these artists that you don't get hearing chamber music in a large hall, which is where you would typically hear in, you know, a Davies Symphony Hall or at Mondavi Center. These are wonderful spaces with wonderful acoustics, but they're very big. And chamber music was intended to be heard in a smaller space. And so we think that's one of our big selling points, is bringing artistry like this to a small community and then offering it in a space that is truly remarkable and is truly what was intended for this music.
For an amazing ticket price, too, Ken.
For an amazing ticket price.
$24.
Right.
Well, now
right.
Let's hear a little more from Itamar Zorman. I asked him about the Franz Schubert piece that he will also perform in Grass Valley.
It's a piece that is not performed so often. It's getting more popular now, I think, but it's still not as well known. It's Schubert, and in a way, he's trying to be Beethoven a little bit. It's a very dramatic piece. It even uses the motif from Beethoven's Kreutzer Sonata, but it's also Schubert, so it has many lively melodies and some sort of Viennese dancing rhythms. And it's also basically a lot like a virtuoso piece. He wrote it for a virtuoso violinist, so it's very exciting.
Itamar, I know you started as a very young person and you come from a family of musicians. How did music develop for you when you were very young?
Both my parents are musicians. My father is a composer and my mother is a pianist. So, I mean, they thought it would be good for their kids. We're three siblings. They thought it would be good for us to learn something, even if we don't do it professionally afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And then the question came, which instrument I would like to play. And I chose the violin both because I really liked the sound of the violin from a very young age, and also because this was one of very few instruments that my parents didn't play. So I wanted something where, you know, they couldn't really tell me what to do.
Oh, that's so funny.
And that worked very well. You know, after a year or so, really, if you don't play the instrument, there's very little that one could, could say.
Well, again, the lecture and performance featuring virtuoso violinist Itamar Zorman will happen this Sunday at the Seventh-day Adventist Church in Grass Valley. Adult tickets are $24, and 17 and under are free with a paying adult.
So families can afford to bring kids. We think that is so important for young people to get to experience this. That we've offered that through our entire history. We've always had free tickets for kids.
The information in the video will be at our website. Again, that's capradio.org/insight. And I want to thank you for joining us. We want to give a long-distance thank you to Itamar Zorman for speaking with us on the phone. And when you have the piano winner come to town, please come back.
We will. We'll definitely let you know.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ken. You're listening to Insight from Capital Public Radio. Just ahead, Nick Bruner finds a little bit of Sacramento in Austin, Texas, as he reports from South by Southwest next.